Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head-on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening and welcome to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams, just Greg. I'm Greg, and you know, I am looking over the sunset right over the smack dab center of the Texas Medical Center, and it is just the absolute most beautiful sight. I just love this town. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't trade Houston for any other town in the country. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I just love this place. And it's just been a gorgeous day. I'm so glad you're with us tonight. I'm looking forward to the next hour, but I just love this place. I love Texas. I love the surrounding communities of Houston and love the people here. And it's just an awesome, awesome place. And I'm just filled with joy when I look and watch out across the road here at Baylor College of Medicine and Texas Children's Hospital and MD Anderson and Memorial Hermann and Harris Health and Methodist and all these St. Luke's. We have all these different hospitals just right across the street. And I just love this place. Welcome. I hope you've had a glorious day. It has been a day of dealing with live TV and radio, and tonight is no exception to that rule. Today, we was having trouble getting online when we was doing our live broadcast for our church, and it was having difficulty there, but we finally made it through it and made it through the 10-minute hurdle, and ended up talking even longer than I normally do, but that turned out well. Tonight, I have not heard from our guest this afternoon. I've been trying to contact them, and I won't even tell you the name of the guest until if she does show up. I will, if she calls in, I'll go ahead and introduce and let her know. You know, sometimes, and I just want to be, like I hopefully am all the time, as transparent as I can. Sometimes we have shows that people are on, and they have written a book, or they do their own podcast or their own radio show, or they travel and talk and train people, and it helps them to build their platform of people that listen to them. But most importantly, I get them on and ask them to come on because of their heart, because of their passion, what they believe in, what they stand for, and that we're kind of on the same wavelength. A lot of people ask to be on the program, and I listen to them, I talk to them, and then I conveniently not invite them to be on. Try not to be rude, but I try to have top-notch people that I believe in. And sometimes, after listening to, like we've had the last 5-6 weeks of the Warriors of Hope series, we've had so many comments and emails and text on that. That was just absolutely a wonderful program. And I would encourage you all to get on shatteredbythedarkness.com or the Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page. It'll probably be easier there, and hit that Warriors of Hope 2-hour presentation that was video and audio last week, and listen to that. We've had hundreds of people that has, after the show, watched that. Get on there and watch it. We've just had so much. That was just so much information, a lot of depth, a lot of meat on the bones. Then, after you go through 5 or 6 weeks of the depth of that, I wanted to break it up in the next couple of weeks. Not next week. I'll tell you about next week's guest here in a minute. But tonight's guest was going to, and maybe she still will if she calls in, was going to break her personal silence tonight to the world about what she has endured, how she endured it, and the impact that it made and the lessons learned from that, and how she's making a difference in kids and lives of people that she connects with. That's the name of the program, Breaking the Silence, because I found out in my own personal life of after being quiet for 35 years that it helped me. It saved me to break the silence. It made me who I am today. And whether you believe it or not, I am darn better today than what I was 2 years ago from here. It's just amazing in me, and the happiness and joy that I have, and the security and the growth that I've had just since I have broken my own silence. So, along with that, when you're dealing with the sensitivity of people that are in that category, you have to show a lot of grace, a lot of mercy. So when they decide maybe tonight not to show up on the show, I don't get excited. I just consider, hey, things happen for a reason, and we're going to keep on going. I would like to let you know right now, if you would like to call in at 888-627-6008, and you have a comment about anything, you have a question about anything that we have talked about. We've been on the air for almost a year. Any topic, obviously. Let's not talk about the weather unless it affects you mentally or emotionally. But anything you want to talk about, 888-627-6008. We're going to have an open forum tonight, or I'm just going to talk until we get somebody to call in. I do have some stuff prepared just in case. I always have plan B, C, and D when you do live work. It's always good wisdom to not to be planned. And I've had this sitting on the back corner for the last couple of weeks, so I'm going to pull it out in a minute. But I do want to let you know why we're kind of floating along tonight. Welcome, and sit back, grab you some coffee, or I'm drinking a nice cool diet Mountain Dew. Hang on, I'm going to take a drink. Next week's program is going to be probably one of the best that we've ever had. And I don't say that every time somebody comes on, but this one is going to be awesome. I promise you. Author Terry Wardle will be here, Wardle. He is an author, he is a speaker, he is a pastor, he is so many things. He wrote a book, several books, and I want to get back here in the back of this book, and I've read it, and it's just absolutely unbelievable. But Terry Wardle is going to be with us next week. He has written books including Every Breath We Take, Identity Matters, Discovering Who You Are in Christ. And the book is so strange. When Joe and Darty introduced me to Terry via the internet, and we'll talk about this more in depth, he said, this guy I have, Greg, that he'd be great on your program. I said, wonderful. And he said he wrote this book, Some Kind of Crazy. I said, wait. And I'll talk more in depth about it. I said, I have that book in the back seat of my car right now. Now, tell me if this isn't just a coincidence. Mac Galloway, Mac and Dana Galloway from our church, walked into church one day with a book several months ago, and he handed me this book. He said, "Greg, I think you would like this," and just handed it to me. And as a pastor, I get lots of books, so I put them in the back seat of my car, in the front seat of my car, and then when I think about it and I have time, I'll pull it out and I'll start reading it. I hadn't had time, but just as soon as Joe mentioned, "Hey, I have this guy that's going to be really—he's a great speaker," I said, "Wait, I have I have this guy's book in the back seat of my car, and I went down to the garage and looked, and there it was. And if that wasn't a confirmation of him needing to be on the program, I don't know what is. But he's going to be with us next week, Terry Wardle, Some Kind of Crazy author, and you can get on Amazon right now and just type in his name, Terry Wardle, Wardle, and you'll see all kinds of books that he has written. And I'm thrilled and excited to have him on the program next week. And then probably one of the best well-known podcasters in the country will be with us the following week. And I won't let that excitement out until next week to let you know who that is, but that'll be the following week. And then the third week, 2 weeks from tonight, 3 weeks from tonight, we have Kelly White's going to come and talk about her experiences up and down with being married to a husband that is an alcoholic, and how she dealt with that and how she is dealing with that as we speak, and the impact of that. I want to, since we are solo tonight, I want to just kind of talk before we take our first break in about 9 minutes. I want to share with you some things that you need to stop telling yourself. You know, we tell ourselves, and I talked about it this morning on the broadcast, we tell ourselves so many lies in our life, and we believe them. Isn't that crazy? We believe them. But I want to just go through a list. Get out your pen, paper, write these down. Here's some lies that I would like for you this coming week to just flat stop telling yourself these. And they're lies. Remember, they're lies. It's misinformation. It's not truth. It's things that we subconsciously tell ourselves. They've been placed in our mind. They've been deposited in our mind by bad external people, bad external influences, negative thinking from ourselves, and negative thinking from possibly your parents or your spouse or a boss or somebody that has really just berated you, and now you think you're that person. So the next time you decide to, what I've been kind of doing the last week or two, cleaning out closets and dressers and things, and getting rid of some things that are just cluttering up my living space, I want you to get inside your mind and take out some of this dirty stuff and lies that you've been telling yourself. One, here's number one. I don't have enough right now to be happy. Wrong. The happiest people on this earth aren't the luckiest. And they usually don't have everything that they want. They just make the most of everything that comes their way. The reason so many people give up is because they tend to look at what is missing around them and how far they have to go instead of what is in front of them and how far they have come. I don't know about you, but I would write that down. Listen to that again. The reason that so many people give up is because they tend to look at what's missing and how far they still have to go down the road, instead of what is present in front of them and how far they have come in life. Think about that. You do have enough to be happy right now, to be content right now. The very people that are experiencing depression, the very people that are experiencing just the worst days and the downer days and the blues and the oh mys and the oh me's and all of those. Stop for just a second. Take a step back and look. I promise you have something to be thankful for, to be grateful for, to be happy for. So you do have enough to be happy. Don't buy that line that you don't have enough. Another one. My dreams are impossible. Thanks for playing. That's wrong. Your dreams are possible. Don't let someone who gave up on their dreams talk you out of getting yours or even going after yours. The best thing you can do in your life is to follow your heart. Be willing to take a risk. Be willing to put yourself out there. Let your dreams be bigger than your fears and your actions speak louder than your words. Do something every day that your future will thank you for. Do something every day that your future will thank you for. Here's another one. My failed relationships were just a waste of time. Wrong. That's a lie. There are certain people who aren't meant to fit into your life, but no relationship is ever a waste of time. If it doesn't bring you what you want, then it teaches you what you don't want. Did you hear that? If that relationship doesn't bring you what you want, then it teaches you what you don't want. It just takes a little time to figure all that stuff out. Failed relationships are not a waste of time. Another one. And we tell this to ourselves right now with what's going on in this world with COVID-19, with, you know, the mayor, not the mayor, but the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, is getting ready to make a presentation tomorrow and probably going to open up Texas a little bit wider than what it has been. But, you know, as we sit back and look and watch and you can't get on the elevator when there's more than two people on it and everybody's wearing masks and you have to stand outside of stores and wait like a herd of cattle to be able to go inside of a grocery store or Walmart or whatever. I want to encourage you that we start believing a lie that things will never get better. That's a lie. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Things will get better. Living means facing problems, learning from those problems, adapting to those problems, and solving them over a course of time. I honestly think that our country, our city, our churches, our schools will never be the same. But in reality, too, I think there's going to be improvements that we should have got rid of a long time ago in the process. I know that already because of what's happened with COVID-19 in my own personal life, I have done things that has forced me to propel my world in a different direction that I was just resistant to because I didn't really want to go through all that hassle. But when I got to that point where I had no choice, I had to, I'm sitting back now going, wow, I didn't know that would be so good. It's going to be okay. So if you believe the lie that things will never get better, you're wrong. They will. When you find yourself cocooned in isolation and you can't find yourself the way out of the darkness, remember that is a similar, very similar to the place where caterpillars go to grow their wings. In that darkness, we can grow wings. We can learn. We can adapt. We can expand. Don't give up on it too soon. I really believe there is a sunshine on the other side of this dark time that's going to be brighter, bigger, and more impactful than what we've ever seen in our country. I'm going to take a break right now. I want to literally beg you, if you want to call, you're welcome to call. I'm going to finish this up on the other side of this break. But 888-627-6008. If you just want to chat, if you have a question, if you have a comment about the show or about one of the past guests, maybe about the Warriors of Hope that we listened to last week. We didn't get to take all the calls last week and the questions. Feel free to call in on that. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm going to just keep rambling on because I'm guestless this evening, but that's part of life. See, I'm not down and out. I'm not going to jump off the 19th floor ledge here and go, "Oh no, the world's come to an end." No, I'm learning from this. I'm learning that I'm always going to be prepared because, folks, this is called life. Don't touch the dial because you never know what's going to happen on the other side of it. Be with us. Come back with us right on the other side of this break for the next segment of Breaking the Silence. Be right back. This couldn't be coming at a better time. Have you ever felt like you were just trapped and couldn't find your way out of darkness? Have you ever felt like you were drowning and fighting to find your next breath? Well, coming in June 2020 will be the second of a three-part trilogy, my new book, Overcoming the Darkness, The Roadmap to Hope. This new book will provide you a step-by-step approach of how to reach that destination, that important destination called hope. Now, two additional resources are going to be made available when this book is released. One, The Map to Hope. It'll be a handy guide that you can carry around with you, put in your briefcase or put in your purse. And this guide is going to help you find your way when you're stuck in life looking and searching for hope. And then the other resource, the Overcoming the Darkness Companion Journal. I have always believed that journaling is the first step to finding real healing and hope in your life, and this journal will guide you down that path. I'm excited about these resources and this new book that's going to be released in June 2020, the Summer of Hope. Now back to the next segment of Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams right here on BBS Radio. Wow, we paid the drummers extra money to do that do that commercial. I love drama though. I love dramatic. I love the impact of something powerful like that. So Doug produced that for me, and I appreciate that, Doug. That's just to me is a great commercial. But it talks about what's getting ready to come out, what I've been working on for so long, and I'm kind of glad another one of these things. You know, I was hoping it would be out already. But I'm kind of glad not glad of the COVID, but I'm glad of the delay that the COVID caused in the book from being printed, because it's given me a chance basically to go back and redo the whole thing. And I've pretty well done that. Still have a little bit left to go. I've added another resource since this commercial. I don't even want to share what that is, but to me, it's probably the most exciting part of what it's going to be. When it comes out in June, it will not be June 1st, so don't wait for it on June 1st, but it'll be out hopefully sometime in the month of June. And we remember all those people that was going to get a copy of the book that wanted. We have those names written down, and we'll make sure you get those free copies. We've been talking about some things, lies that you should just flat stop telling yourself. Why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we play that game with ourselves? If you want to call, since I'm by myself tonight, 888-627-6008. Feel free to call and ask me a question or a comment, or just jump in and go, "Oh, Greg, I feel sorry for you." But I don't want you to feel sorry for me. This is what it's all about, so I appreciate it. Let's keep going down this list, and then I have another list that we'll get to if we need to, if time It still drags on, and we have to fill the hour. Another one, another lie that I think sometimes we're guilty of believing is that failure is bad. That failure is devastating. Sometimes in life, and you all know this, but sometimes we forget about it when we fail. Sometimes you have to fail 1,000 times to succeed. No matter how many mistakes you make or how slowly you progress, you are still way ahead of everyone who isn't trying at all. So you don't want to get so hung up on one failed attempt that you miss the opening for many more. And remember, failure is not falling down. Failure is staying down when you have the choice to get back up. Failure is not falling down. Failure is staying down when you have the choice to get back up. And I know there's so many people that's listening that get in that rut in life. And I don't know if you know what a rut is, but I'm from Southern Illinois, and we lived out in the country. And if you're driving your car, or back in those days we had motorcycles and dirt bikes when I was younger, if you get off that dirt road or if you get on a dirt road that a big farm machinery tractor or combine or something went down after it rained and it made ruts in the road, and you're driving down after it hardened and dried up, and you're driving down that road, and all of a sudden you veer off into one of those ruts. Sometimes you're stuck in that rut for a mile or two before you get a chance to pop back out of it. And I think sometimes we get that way emotionally because you know what a rut is? A rut is a grave with both ends kicked out. That's what a rut is. And we get in a rut, and it literally drags us down into those moments to where we're in a situation where we have so many things around us that are good, but we focus on the one thing that we failed at. We have so many things in our life that we've done so well, and then we focus on the one thing that we messed up. You know, that's a battle. If you just focus on the failure, that you're never going to win. Because the failure isn't the key. It's the picking yourself back up, dusting yourself off, and going for it again. Or learning from it, or going and saying, well, maybe that wasn't the way I needed to do that. And give it another shot. But when you fall, never stay down. Pick yourself back up because failure is bad, is a lie. We can learn from it. It's a tool. It expands us. With that thought in mind, here's the next lie. My past is 100% indicative of my future. What a lie that is. My past is 100% indicative of my future. That is so wrong. At some point, I want to let you know, we've all made mistakes, and Greg Williams has made more than probably anybody else that you know. I have done that. We've all made mistakes. We've all been walked out on. We've all been used. We've all been forgotten. We've all been hurt. We've all done things that we wish we never have done, or said things that we wish we had never said. But we shouldn't regret one moment of it, because in those moments, we can learn a lot from the bad choices. And even though there's some things we can never recover from, and people who will never be sorry, we now know better for the next time that we get an opportunity to make a right or wrong choice. What's happened in the future or what's happened in the past isn't and doesn't control your future unless you hand it permission. So please remember that. Please hang on to that and learn from that. We got another one. I'm not ready because I'm not good enough yet. That's a lie. Nobody ever feels 100% ready when an opportunity arises. If you do, I question the opportunity. If you do, I question your humbleness. You're probably full of pride, probably full of yourself, probably full of baloney. Nobody ever feels 100% ready when an opportunity comes into their life. Most great opportunities in life forces us to grow beyond our comfort zone. It forces you to think outside the box, which means we won't fully feel totally comfortable at first. It's impossible. So stop berating yourself for being a work in progress. Start embracing it. You're ready. You just need to start. Another lie. Great things will come to me effortlessly. I won't have to put any effort into it, and great things are just going to happen. Oh, boy. I tell you, the younger generation needs to understand that most of the time, when you decide to marry that beautiful girlfriend or that awesome studly boyfriend, that your first house isn't going to be like the house that it took your mom and dad 40 years to earn enough money to purchase. But they get in the mindset that that's what it ought to be, that it ought to be something like that, because they don't want to put the effort in. It's almost like an entitlement, and it's so wrong. Never leave your key to happiness in someone else's pockets. And don't wait on someone else to build your dream life for you. You start working for it now. I'm just now starting to realize what my life is all about. I've wasted so many years. So much blood, sweat, tears on stuff that didn't matter. On saving up money to buy that new item or to buy that new thing or to grab another one of those or whatever and then throw them in the closet and you never use them. We waste our stuff on that. There's more to life. If you have something that's worth going for, go for it, but it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you effort. Be the architect and the keeper of your own happiness. The more you take responsibility for your past and your present, the more you're going to be able to create the future that you seek. That's a deep one. Think about that. One more, then we'll take the next break. This is a lie that we tell ourselves. There's no doubt about it. I may have way too much to lose. In the end, you will not regret the things that you have done nearly as much as the things that you have not done. I have been at the bedside of several people that have taken their last breath on this side of heaven. And I have never heard one of those individuals or read of one of those individuals in their last dying breath to ever utter the words, "Wow, I wish I had spent more time at the office." It doesn't happen. In the end, you will not regret the things you have done nearly as much as the things that you have left undone. It's better to always think, "Oh, well," than "What if?" At least I gave it a try. There's some things that I wish that I had done in my life before I had open heart surgery, because now having open heart surgery, you don't get the ability to go up and do some things that you wanted to do. I always wanted to jump out of an airplane. My son's got to do that in the Army, and I just thought that that'd be a hoot. I always wanted to do that, but I never had the nerve. And now that I am at the age of it doesn't matter whether I hit the ground or not, or the parachute opens up or not, I medically am not going to be released to be able to do that because my heart may not be able to take that kind of excitement anymore. But I just wish that I had done that. I had wished that I had spent so much more time with my kids in the younger years, instead of work myself silly. I wish I had sat down with them more at 6, 7 years old and talked to them and tell them how much I love them, instead of work myself silly and bring home toys and make sure they had all the newest Nintendo systems and games and then send them to their room to play. That's the wrong thing, parents. We need to go in and you'll regret that one day. I do. I regret that. I'm blessed enough to still have three boys that love me, and I don't know why, but they do. I love them dearly, but I so wish that I have done things different. But that last lie is I have way too much to lose. No, go for it. I way to prefer have on my tombstone, and I'm not going to have a tombstone, but I'd way prefer to have on my tombstone, the last time we saw him, he was chasing his dream. I'd love that. Go for it. Make it a reality. We're going to take our last commercial break now. I would love to hear from you if you want to call in at 888-627-6008. If any of these lies that we tell ourselves impacted you, feel free to call and just talk about it or anything else that's on your mind. If not, I have about another 18 minutes to go talking to myself with me and my stuffed animal over here, Eeyore. So feel free to call in 888-627-6008 and come back right after this last commercial break for the last segment of Breaking the Silence.
HCI Publishing that brought you the international bestsellers A Child Called It and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Welcome back to Breaking the Silence for the last segment. If you want to call in, 888-627-6008. Doug jumped in there. We were talking about kids and what I ought to do with them now and take them ice fishing and things. And then we found out that he hit the wrong button and was playing some kind of song, but that's okay. That is just par for the course, but that's okay. That's what this is all about. It's life. It's nothing to get beat up about. I'm not going to sit in my recliner tonight and cry. We're going to say, hey, just another show. Next week, we're going to just try it again and keep doing it until we get it right. So that's what life is all about. Welcome. I'd love to have you call and comment. Apparently, everybody's phone is not working tonight because nobody's calling, which is fine, but 888-627-6008. I want to talk to you about just a couple things in the last few minutes. Some truths that will change the way that you see yourself right now. I'm going to go down this list, and if these hit you, you may want to write them down and use them in your life. But truths that will change the way you see yourself right now. Choose to remind yourself of the truth. That you are not, number one, you are not what happened to you. I see this. I talk to people almost every day on the phone. Sometimes multiple people on the phone that tell me about the worst thing fathomable that has happened to them or their children or their grandchildren. That they just don't know if they're going to be able to get by. Or they had the experience 30 years ago and they just don't know how to deal with it anymore. It just keeps haunting them. But I want to let you know, you're not your past experiences. You are not your scars. You are not what someone else once said about you. Oh, my land. That hits me right between the eyes. I can still hear my father's voice. Tell me how worthless I am. How I'm never going to amount to anything. That the only thing that I could ever do right was do what he commanded me to do. And then I would get hit periodically when I didn't do that right. You are not what someone else once said about you. Ladies, if you've been in a bad relationship, A bad marriage. Don't believe all the stuff that they berated you with. Don't believe those lies that the person that supposedly loved you said about you. Those lies that they used just to be able to control you. Those things that they would say to belittle you enough to where you thought you had to have them to be able to survive. That is a wrong position. That is a position of control. Don't believe that stuff anymore. Go to the bathroom and flush all of that stuff. And don't think about it anymore. You're special. You're beautiful. You are created uniquely in the way you are, and you have value. You have skill. You have talent. You are wired in such a way to be a blessing. It's not the responsibility nor the role of the husband or the wife to rewire the person to make sure they get it all right. That is wrong. You are to be loved the way you are, and that other person completes you. Don't play the game that they're the ones that need to tell you who you are and what you need to think. You have a mind of your own. And chances are, it's greater and bigger and larger and more complex than anyone has ever given you credit for, but it's there. Don't believe that stuff. You're not what someone else has once said about you. You are what you choose to become this moment. Let go, breathe, and begin again right now. Let go of that. Let go of that. I have rewritten, and I'm not finished. This is the hesitancy in my new book. I scrapped the entire section that I almost had done on forgiveness because it wasn't deep enough. Forgiveness is such an important part of our lives. You don't have to forget, but you need to forgive. So I rewrote that and I tried to make it way more applicable and break it down into steps, into chapters, into the roadmap that I'm trying to lay out for people, because I'm still on that roadmap trying to find everything that I need to find. And it's amazing how fluid life can be. Forget about all that stuff that is in your past. And then turn all of that junk, that negative stuff, into something positive to make you be stronger than what anybody ever thought you could be. Get that college degree. Go back and get that everybody told you there is no way you're smart enough to get that. Go back and get the GED, even if you're 60 years old, that somebody told you there's no way you have the sense enough to be able to do that. Use their negative talk to be the fuel to be more than what you ever dreamed that you could be. Use that to be the catalyst to propel you to the next level. Don't allow their words to keep them under their feet. Use it as stepping stones to rise above. Far above where they were ever at to begin with. And use that to be your strength, your vitamin pill, to do something positive. Every time I think about those negative things that my dad said or done to me, and I start to believe them, I literally am taking an emotional shovel out to the cemetery and digging up all that past from where he's buried. I'm letting him live again in me every time I believe that stuff. And let's be real. Get real close to the computer and the radio right now. Let's be really real. We all do this. There's somebody in your office right now that's probably saying something about you. You know it's not true. But it causes you not to do what you want to do or go where you want to do or apply for the next role or job or whatever. Kids, if there's a parent that's talking down to you and say, "Hey, you can't do that. You're not bright enough to do that." Allow that to be the gas, the fuel that rises up in you, that takes you another mile or two down the road to get that done because you can do it. Dream bigger dreams than any of your naysayers ever thought that you could accomplish. You're not what's happened to you. You're not what people have said about you. You are, here's another one. Choose to remind yourself of this truth. You are more than that one broken piece of you. We all have this image in our minds of ourselves, this idea of who we are. And when this idea gets chipped or broken in some small way, we tend to broadly internalize it. At least I do. It's easy to feel like everything, all of you, is broken along with that one small piece of you. But huddle up. That's not true. That's not true. Because you are more than one thing. You are many things. And remembering this can help you stretch your identity so it's not so fragile, so it doesn't shatter with when just one small piece or one small area of your life gets chipped or cracked. A lot of people are this way. They get to the point in life and something starts cracking down that one segment of their life, and then their whole world falls apart. No. And I know, and I just talked about it last segment, I know I wasn't the best parent in the world, but I watch parents all the time when their kids make a bad decision, a bad choice, or let's be honest, they just done something stupid at 18, 19, 16, in their teenage years, because that's the years that they're the brightest, the most challenging. But they just do something absolutely stupid. And then you, after realizing that, you start blaming yourself. No, it's called teenagers. And it devastates you. Oh, why, I must have been the worst parent in the world. No, don't let that be the negative thing about it. Don't let that be the thing that causes you to your house to tumble. No. It may have nothing to do with you. It's just a teenager being a teenager. You never want to say, I was a school board president for years. You never want to say, my child would never do that. Oh boy. Mine would. I did. You probably did too, but you just have conveniently forgot that. But let the kids be the kids, but don't let that one little chip or that one little crack in your life totally break all of you. It's called life. choose to remind yourself of this truth this week. Other people's opinions of you are rarely accurate. Other people's opinions of you are rarely accurate. People may have heard your stories, but they can't feel what you're going through today. I always want to encourage people to never put too much weight into anybody that degrades you overly, or anybody that praises you overly. That'll hurt you. That'll bring you down. Don't believe either side. Somewhere in the middle is probably the truth. These people aren't living your life, so let go of what they say about you, whether it's good or bad. There's great freedom, and I've experienced this freedom in leaving others to their own opinions and walk away. It's hard, though. You know, I can be speaking to 2,000 people, giving my, you know, slinging sweat, going up and down and war hooping and showing the PowerPoints and dancing on the stage and doing the whole bit, the whole gamut, and just going all force out, just letting everybody have it with both barrels blaring. And I can have people all stand to their feet and applaud. And I walk off that stage, and if I hear one negative out of the 2,000, that devastates me sometimes. You got to get past that. You got to get past what other people think, whether it's all the praise and standing ovations, or whether they say, hey, get off the stage, you stink. Forget that. Do what you believe in. Do it to the best of your ability. And that's all that you can do. And then literally, when you're done, do the old thing that they do on TV now and drop the mic. There you go. I've had it. That's it. That's all I got. Never give it halfway, give it all. Other people's opinions of you are rarely accurate. One more, and then we're going to be done, believe it or not. It's never too late. It's never too late to make a positive change in your life. It's never too late to make a difference in your life and other people's lives. You aren't behind. You are exactly where you need to be. Every step is necessary. Don't judge or berate yourself for how long your journey is taking. We all need our own time to travel our own distance. It's never too late. Start now. Start today. If you've always thought about telling your story, if you always thought about making an impact on people's lives after the hurt and pain that you've gone through, start today. Write me an email. Send it to GAWILLI in the number 1 at texaschildrens.org. I would love to hear from you and start telling your story. I want to thank you for being with us tonight. I'm sorry that I was all alone, but that's life. I hope you took a couple of these truths and wrote them down and apply them to your life. Next week, I promise you, God willing, that Terry Wardle, the author, is going to be here, and it is going to be phenomenal. I always want to close the program with the same thing I say every week. No matter what you've gone through, no matter what you're in right now, no matter what has happened to you in the past or what's going to happen to you tomorrow, there is always, always, always hope. Have an awesome week. See you next week right here, 8 o'clock Central, Sunday evening, for another edition of Breaking the Silence. Have an awesome week. Good night, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.